This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. be the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to lie if I'm to know, 'cause I wanna go.
That is The Magic Numbers with Forever Lost from their debut album. Michelle Stoddart is the bass player from that group and is such a wonderful, wonderful person. She's actually like the female version of me. She plays with me in the UK. That's where I met her. And I can't wait to bring them here one of these days. It would be really great. They just opened up for Tyler Childers at the O2 Arena. And Romeo was posting some really cool stuff. So was Michelle. Really happy for them for that wonderful experience. Before that, brand new music from one of my favorite bands of all time from Dayton, Ohio, Guided by Voices, GBV, with You Can't Go Back to Oxford, Talawanda. I don't know what that means. I never know what Robert Pollard means, but it's really fun to try to investigate it. Now for Mr. Saga with Get Loud. We've played this on the show once before. It is the brainchild of Jordan Jameson, who is an Anishinaabe artist with a passion for activism and a passion for infusing indigenous culture and storytelling into his lyrics, rhythms, and themes. Here's Get Loud on the Jukebox.
Get loud!
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you.
Well, it certainly is an earworm, isn't it? That's Harry Styles and As It Was from his Grammy Award-winning album, Harry's House. That was released in 2022, so he must be up to something by now, wouldn't you think? We also have Herbie Hancock on the show, one of my heroes, from the album Monster. We're going to listen to Stars in Your Eyes, a song that came out in 1980, so he's super funky right now. And, well, he's super funky all the time, but I'm saying that anyway, don't worry. It's awesome. B-Child is also on the show, and he's super funky, living in Hamilton, originally from T-Dot. And The Cure is coming up. That's a song from 2010 and the album Something Forever. Also, keeping it funky and keeping it real, Bass is Bass with I Cry. This is from their album Memories of the Soul Shack Survivor, released in 1995. I've had the distinct pleasure and honor of playing with Tony Rablo, the drummer, many, many times, and Chin is amazing as well. What a producer. And, of course, Ivana Santilli on vocals. Here is Bass is Bass on the Jukebox.
You with pain.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
looking at you sitting there, your mind a million miles away. I might as well be talking to the walls, maybe they'll hear what I've got to say. It's the same old story about somebody with a dream, looking for the glory, no matter how far the future seems. You've got stars in your eyes, there's a whole world out there for you. You've got stars in your eyes, what are you gonna do? To express your feelings, maybe one day the whole world will know. Put a sail on your dreams and go sail. It's the same old story about somebody with a dream, looking for the glory, no matter how far the future seems.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Gosch, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data for more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed.